Yo, what it is, what it be, what it do. I am your girl, Kingdom Artist Chic. What's up? So today I want to talk about why the world or everybody else always being hypocritical judges against people who say they are Christians or they're servants or disciples of Christ. Basically, they walking with God. Now they change their life. You got saved. You know, that's basically what it is. And the world wanna criticize you and judge you, your friends, your family. And it's that word judge, you know, that they always jump on. So I just got questions, you know. Why do y'all judge the church? Why do y'all judge people? You know, when they decide to change their life, but you don't want to be judged, as you call it. Well, I got news for you. People of God that serve God can judge because the word of God says, judge righteous judgment and the saints shall judge the world. Okay. But that's real talk. But on a real note, though, a lot of times I just want to say that people don't even look at their word judge in the fullness that it is because it has several connotations or it has several meanings. And a lot of times the one that we only pick out is the criticism. You know, the criticizing of the word judge, it means to criticize. Judge also means to advise or counsel, and it also means to render a verdict. And that's the type of judging that God has called us to do, render a verdict or counsel. You know, there's a whole book in the Bible called Judges, and where the people of God were chosen to render verdicts, basically to give counsel. You know, Solomon as a king, he was a judge. You know, so many judges, Samuel, you know, so they had to sit and judge the people. They had to render a verdict. What was right? What was wrong? What was moral? What was immoral? What was truth? What was a lie? You know, what was sin? What was righteousness? They instructed, they guided the people. You know, there was nowhere you could go without having a wise counsel. And people always say, it's y'all favorite phrase, only God could judge me. That's a lie. That's a whole lie. Because if you speeding on the road, guess what? Who gonna judge you? That police officer when they pull you over, that judge in the courtroom when you have to go contest a ticket, or if you get pulled over or get a DUI or DWI, if you intoxicated, if you got something found in your car, guess who gonna judge you? They're gonna render a verdict. Okay? You're gonna stand before a judge if you parked in the wrong spot, if you got tickets on your car, that meter maid is going to judge you. Again, another cop, they're going to judge you. They rendering a verdict. So why don't y'all stop jumping on that word judge as far as criticizing? Because y'all only think that's what that word means, is just to criticize. And a lot of times that's not what's happening. If you, my friend, and I'm your friend, and we say, hey, we're going to be honest with each other. If I'm telling you, hey, get the towel and wipe the dirt off your shoes, that's not me criticizing you, criticizing your shoes because they're dirty. That's me giving you counsel. Hey, you can wipe the dirt off the shoes. You have the ability to clean it up because you said you like fresh, crispy shoes. And all you have to do is get the towel and wipe off the dirt. Right. So that's not criticizing. But if I say to you, you always dirty or your shoes are always dirty, you don't even care. You know, my delivery will sound critical. My delivery will be hurtful and harmful. But if I say that in another way, if you do indeed always have dirty shoes, and I don't know what a reason you have dirty shoes, I could come with a better way as to advise or counsel you, like, hey, I know how you could keep the shoes clean if you want, you know. So, but why do people that have a relationship with God or profess to have a relationship with God and say they don't want to do certain things no more, why are they criticized by the ones who are always calling somebody a hypocrite? I'm like, the world, and I say the world, this is everybody who really say they don't have a relationship with Christ, they may not believe, or they may be in and out, or they go to church and, you know, they the ain'ts, the paints, the can'ts, and some the saints, whatever you want to call them. But why are y'all doing all the criticizing? Y'all never want to be judged. Y'all don't ever want to be criticized. Y'all only go to that one passage in the Bible where Jesus told the woman, you know, who judges you? And all them was ready to stone her. And he told them, hey, well, you without sin, y'all be the first to cast the stone. Because everybody had some form of sin, whether it was in secret, whether it was not in secret, whether it was in thought, it was in action, it was in word. Some form of sin is in your life. So that's what he meant by that. They wanted to criticize her and kill her because that was the Jewish law. you know, when you found out somebody was sinning, then you would kill them. And some people just love to do it. They was just loving to become murderers. They was loving to be tattlers. And that's how we got modern day murderers and tattlers today, the hypocrites. You just want to tear anybody down because you fell in love with doing it. But you don't want to look at the mess in your life that you just lied. There's no such thing as a white lie. A lie is a lie. It just may not be or hold the same weight or impact as a different type of lie, but a lie is a lie. And it's definitely just a lie from the father of lies, which is Satan. And in the gospel, it's in the Bible. It's in the scripture. The father of lies is Satan. So why is my liberty judged? You know, and I know some people, they always have a problem with, you know, when they have conversation, they be like, hey, Sheik, you want to go? Hey, you drink? No, I don't drink. You don't drink? I just said I don't drink. It's okay. I don't drink alcohol. I don't drink spirits. I don't drink beer. I don't drink wine. I do not drink alcohol. I don't drink anything that can get me intoxicated. Why? Because my word says, be not drunk with much wine, except you, unless you get drunk and you forget the law. So, and I don't know how to do nothing little. I ain't finna just take a sip and I'm cool. You drinking, you want to get scummy at some point. You want to get nice, whatever words you want to use. You want to change your first state into another state. That's basically is you tipsy, however you want to call it. You're getting scummy, okay? You about to get drunk. So, but why am I being criticized? You don't drink? And I've had people like right now, even on my job, you don't drink? No, I don't drink. So you just don't drink? What you do then? Is that all life is centered around? You know, even once upon a time, I did used to drink. I used to be, that's my whole testimony with that. And I did. And through my eyes, again, if you didn't drink or if you was, I was cool with you not drinking, but if we finna play a drinking game, then don't be sitting around us because we want everybody to drink to play the game. But that ain't the case here. I don't drink. It's okay that I don't drink. That don't mean I'm the lame. Actually, you the lame because you spending your money on something that's finna have you throwing up or hungover. You spending your money on something that's to no avail. You know what I'm saying? You spending your money on something low-key that you really addicted to, but you don't want to call it that because the word addiction is such a bad word. Oh my gosh. You know, but why am I judged because I don't drink? Why am I criticized because I don't drink? Why am I criticized because I don't smoke? I once upon a time did in my heyday. I did a lot of things in my heyday that I don't do, that I have not done in over 20 years. And it's okay. It is quite okay that I don't do those things anymore. I mean, it's been over 20 years, you know, 20 plus years that it's just some things I just stopped doing because I didn't want to do anymore. Frankly, I got bored, you know, and I didn't know at the time that, you know, it was God, you know, really delivering me and taking me up out of that stuff and taking those things up out of me, those desires. I didn't want to kick it no more. I didn't want to party. That wasn't my life no more. You know, I was coming subject to another spirit, which was the Holy Spirit. I didn't know it, really know it at the time, you know, in my ignorance, but God drew me and he changed me. But, you know, when I came up out of some stuff, you know, people, oh, you don't do that. My own family. Oh, so you don't party no more. Oh, you ain't kicking it no more. So why am I being criticized? Because I don't want to do it. I ain't criticizing you because you still want to do it or because you still in it. I ain't saying nothing about that. That's your life. You know, yes, I would love for you to come out of it because I know the joys on this side of being clean, of being sober, of having your body restored, your mind restored, you restored to purpose. But I ain't condemning you. You know, I don't condone some things, but I ain't condemning you. So why is it that everybody else always want to condemn somebody who profess their faith or profess a changed life, whether you a Christian or not? You may not even be a Christian, but it's just some things you just don't do. Because I'm not saying that you, everybody become a Christian and they stop doing it. No, some people just stop doing some stuff. Some people just decide, hey, they want to be celibate because they want to get married. You know, they'll wait for their partner, but then they get criticized by their friends or, well, you used to do because that's, you used to do this because that's all that the enemy does. Comes through your friends, your family, and he brings up the past. He can't beat you down with anything else. He knows nothing else. He does not know your future. So he can only bring up the past. He's not all knowing like God. So he can only bring up the past. He can only bring up what he's been watching you do up until that point. He cannot give you anything great for your life. He cannot pronounce anything futuristic for your life because he does not know the future. He does not know everything all at once. He's not God. So again, why do y'all hypocritical judges criticize us who don't want to do the things you're doing? If I don't want to go to the club, if I don't want to go to a bar, if I don't want to go to a lounge, if I don't want to go to a tavern, I don't drink. So what I'm going to go for? I don't even really hang. I don't hang around. I don't have a circle of people that drink or smoke, you know, smoke anything or do any type of drugs. That's just not my crowd. You know, I don't do the things no more. So I don't really care to hang around it. Everybody got some family members. And yeah, they can only get so much of my time too with those things because I'm not around it. It's a different atmosphere, but I don't criticize them. I love everybody the same. You know, I ain't saying, oh, you shouldn't be doing, that's your business. You grown. That's between you and the one who created you. Has nothing to do with me. So I'm cool with not criticizing somebody on whatever, you know. And sometimes people think, wow, oh, because you don't condemn me, do you condone it? No, I don't condone it either, but I ain't got to condemn you. I don't have to condemn you. My life basically is condemning you already if you're attacking me about something I don't do. So why y'all tripping on us? Because we just want to do what the Bible says to do, because we want to do what the Holy Spirit is leading us to do. People be like, oh, well, you don't cuss. I don't have to use profanity. I have authority over that. It don't have authority over me. Again, I did this stuff before. Been there, done that, over it. You know, I ain't on that no more. It's a different spirit I'm operating from. So why do you have to watch me or be on me so hard? You know what I'm saying? Tripping on me because I don't have to cuss somebody out. Yeah, I get mad. Yeah, I get angry. Yeah, sometimes cuss words be entering my mind, but I ain't about to let it fall out my mouth. Because who knows if I could come back for that? I don't know. I don't know what would happen after that. You know, who knows? I might get into it. I might start liking it again. Who knows if I could come up out of that? Who knows when I'll come up out of that? So those are things and doors I don't want to open anymore. It's a lot of things I just don't do anymore. And it's just some things I just don't like. Like when you come out of some stuff and when you grow up, and that's the thing right there. When you grow up, you know, because I live according to the Bible, a lot of things I say, it's according to the Bible, you know, and I've come to see it. I don't quote it or spit it just because I can, because I know it, but because I'm living by it and I've seen fruit from it. I've seen power in my life because of, but you know, Apostle Paul, he said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, you know, I did these things. I was a child. So I did it because I was a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things, you know? So when I became an adult, when I really grew up in my heart and my spirit, you know, because I was already an adult when I gave my life to Christ, but it was still immaturities, childlike immaturities. And that's all that saying, some real immature ways that doesn't benefit you. You know, when I really came into the realization of some stuff, I'm like, oh, that ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. It's just wasting my time. You know, so I changed. And so when you come around or you encounter someone who knew you before your change, they knew you when you were kicking it with them, and then they see the new you, it's a problem. So as the scriptures say, why is my liberty yet being judged by your bondage? Why do you have a problem with the things that I don't do or the things that you still do? I don't have a problem with what you do. I don't have a problem with you being with 20 people, 20 men. I don't have a problem you being with if you choose the other sex. I don't have a problem with it. I might grieve for your soul, but I know how to take that thing in prayer, but I ain't condemning you. I ain't condemning you to hell, saying you're going to go to hell because of this, this, that. Now, don't get it twisted. Now, I speak according to this word. Don't get it twisted. And I'm sitting just placating, concede to everything. But at the same time, I'm just not beating you up because I have what I have in me. I'm not just going to jump you with it. Hey, you doing this. I'm going to point out your flaws. But why is my living for God because I choose my choice? Why is it a problem for you? Because I don't want to get high. Why is it a problem for you? Because I don't want to sleep with the streets. Why is it a problem for you? Because I don't want to use profanity or get somebody told. Why is it a problem for you? Because I'm not really bothered by foolishness, a lot of foolishness. Why is that a problem? So that's a question. Why does the world, why does everyone else have a problem with Christians just being Christians? And I ain't talking about people. You talking about, oh, you supposed to be a Christian, but you doing this. For y'all to be non-Christians, y'all sure know the laws of a Christian. Y'all sure be ready to tell folks what they ain't supposed to do. I thought you ain't supposed to do it. And then we asked you, you turn around and say, oh, because this is how I serve God. It's okay. God know my heart. If God know your heart about what you're doing and the sinful willfulness that you're still in, why do you have a problem for me coming out of it? I don't understand that. So which one is it? Do you not know the law or do you know the law? Is God accepting what you're doing or is he not? Why are you trying to criticize me? Because I'm saying these ways or characteristics is not acceptable of the God that I serve. But you saying it is acceptable when you do it. So why are you judging me? Why are you criticizing me? Why? Y'all just won't let people who serve God have a relationship with God or Christians. And I say that because in whatever realm or level you want to call it, because I am a Christian. I am a disciple and a servant of Christ. I surely am. But why are we antagonized and attacked for wanting to live this word? Why are we antagonized and attacked for saying, hey, we don't believe in certain behaviors such as the LGBTQI? I don't believe in women being with women, men being with men. People changing their nature, they're changing the natural use. They were born as men, now they want to identify as women or not identify as women. They want to identify as a chair or the floor or the other pronouns of them, they, those, and others, plurals when they're singular. So I'm like, do you? That's your thing, you know? As accordingly, you know, hey, God, help them, bless them. That's all I got for them. But I'm not finna jump on you and say, hey, you a sinner or you. It's much more, it's other things. It's other things that probably led to it. It's other things that we can talk about. It's other things. But even then, I'm still not going to condemn you. But yet I'm condemned or called a phobic, which phobia means fear. And they added hateful or dislike later, because phobia is not even a dislike or a hate of a thing. It literally means fear. And I don't fear any of that stuff. But what I'm saying is, if I don't agree with it, why am I being attacked? Because I don't agree with it. You know, I got loved ones, family, friends who are gay, who are homosexual. I love them. I love them. I don't have to like or agree with the lifestyle. I don't even have to listen to it. I'm definitely not going to be around it because that's my choice. Just like it's your choice to whether you want to kick it around me as a heterosexual. You don't want to hear the things I'm saying. You don't want to hear the things I'm saying about Christ. You don't want to hear about my life. I don't have to listen to yours. If what I say or do vex you, that's fine. Because if what you say or do vex me, I don't have to be around it. And that's my choice. But why am I criticized? Because I say, I don't believe in it. I think it's wrong. I believe it's sin according to the word that I live by. It's sin. If that's my stand, that don't mean I'm running around with flags and banners saying, hey, you're a sinner. You're going to hell because you are a woman and you like women, or you're a man and you like men. No, I don't even have to do that. I'm just going to stick to the gospel and preach that. And your heart be convicted, you know, God is glorified. But if your heart not convicted, then, you know, let the heart of God fall on you. You know, let the judgment of God meet you where it is. You know, so why are we? You know, why are people, not just the Christians, again, people who may not be Christians, but they just choose not to do drugs. They choose not to use profanity, because I know some people who don't really profess a belief or a religion, you know, but it's just some things they just don't do because they choose not to, you know, put in their body. They choose not to have in their life. Why are we criticized? Because we don't want to roll with the masses. Why y'all just can't be cool with us being who we are and the choices that we make? Just like we like, oh, we cool. You do what you want to do. You know, if you want to identify as a giraffe, okay. I ain't going to fight you on that. If you say you don't want to be a human no more, you want to identify as a giraffe. If you want to change your pronoun to it, okay. I don't have a qualm with that. I don't have a fight. I didn't make you. I didn't give birth to you, and I didn't create you. Either or, you know. And if I did give birth to you, I did not create you. Just a vessel to use for you to get here. So why is it that when people don't want to do what you want to do, or that the world want to do, the masses want to do, why do we get criticized and then get called hypocrites or get called people who judge when we're actually not the one to judge? Could it be it's just that you feel convicted by watching us, watching our standard, watching us walk away from some things? Why do y'all have to be the hypocritical judges? And truly, you all are the hypocritical judges, because y'all get mad at us because of what we say we don't do, or you want to call us out of our name, say we lame or we this or that. I think y'all the lame ones because you do that. But I ain't going to beat you up with it. I don't have nothing to say. I'm cool with folk doing what they want to do, but folk not cool with me doing what I want to do. Why can't I just be me? Why can't I just be an African-American woman? Why can't I just be a woman? Why can't I just vote the way I want to vote without having to succumb to the pressures of other humans or other African-Americans or other African-American women or other women? Why do I have to roll with the masses? If it's truly freedom of choice and free will, do we really have freedom of choice? Do we really have free will? And I ain't even going to hit the masses. I'm just talking about in the Black community. Why? Why are we not allowed to just be us? But y'all talking about y'all want us to be free and be able to just to be Black. It's just who we are. Is it? Because it don't seem like y'all allowing us to just be who we are. So that's my question. And that's my plight, my issue, you know. Why people just can't be them without y'all criticizing them because they don't do what you do. You know, so who's the real hypocritical judge? Is it y'all? Or is it us who don't do what you do? So y'all chime in and let me know what it really is. How y'all feel about it. And this is your girl, Kingdom Artist Chic. And it's another edition of Y'all Trippin'.